Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You're tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show for Pledge Drive. Yay! My name is Jill and I'm here with my fabulous worms, Lance Lulu. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Yeah, we're in this...
Beautiful weather out there.
Beautiful weather.
Spectacular. You couldn't get any better.
Leaves falling all over and just gorgeous. Love being up here in the North Fork where the orchards are just fabulous colors right now. So gorgeous.
The whole valley floor is just lit up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
lovely.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
I'm going to give the phone numbers because we're here, of course, to talk about gardening, but it is also Pledge Drive, and we appreciate everybody tuning in all summer long, bringing your questions to the chumps here, trying to stump them. And you guys have had some good answers,
yeah.
I must say.
It's been close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull it out sometime.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
527-486-8166-KVNF now. You can go online, kvnf.org, and make a pledge. And, you know, they give us a half an hour to raise $400. Woo-ha!
Woo-hoo! No problem. We've got $400 worth of listeners.
We do. We've had some fabulous listeners all summer long.
Okay, you fan club out there.
All right.
Get your checkbooks out.
Get your checkbooks out. Make the phone ring, 527-486-8166-KVNF now. And it's full fall cleanup going on.
All the time.
Yeah.
24/7. I can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
It's
doing it all the time. And my latest project is the raspberry patch.
Oh, yeah. What are you digging out? Or
I take the trellis down, and then this is the kind that you cut them to the ground. So that's the next part. And then I'll take string and do the straight line edges and take what's called a sod shovel, which is a straight cutting shovel. And then I'll dig that grass out of the edge. I did the squash patch on Saturday from harvesting to
the Sasquatch.
all cleaned up and rototilled and rye planted, winter rye.
Oh, wow. And
wow.
You're doing the rye everywhere you clean up. Is that
everywhere
right?
I clean up, I'm planting rye. Mm-hmm. And that patch will be the potato patch next year.
Okay. Squash to potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my squash is still hanging on the ground in there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just the plants. You know, they're all dead and crumbly and everything. But that...
King Kong.
Oh, King Kong. Okay, that's it. Next week when we're back in our normal studio.
Okay.
I'll bring in the King Kong.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Stay tuned for that.
Oh, yeah. You guys will guess how much it weighs or how long it is. I dare you.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Just one thing on squash. I was pulling the zucchini plants, and they were still full of squash bugs.
Oh, really?
So it's a great time if you still have them, because those are the guys that are going to winter over and have next year's first crop of squash bugs. So I took care of them.
Squish the squash.
You squished the squash. Yeah, I didn't even notice if there were any on mine. I haven't had squash bugs in my garden for a long time.
They were not on the winter squash, just the summer squash.
Yeah, yeah. My winter squash didn't grow, though, right? Remember that?
Yep.
Remember something kept eating it?
Yeah.
I went from
a banner year last year to just
wimpy. To just nothing.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You know, spaghetti squash is cheap. I feel like eating it. I'll just go get some.
There you go.
Or butternut or whatever.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But in the meantime, the rest of the squash, you know, I've got a bunch of yellow squash. I think I'm going to try a yellow squash bread with... marjoram in it.
Ooh, that sounds
I think that
fabulous.
Would be good.
Yeah, that's good tasting.
Yeah, I think that'll be a really fun winter bread.
That sounds really
You just
delicious.
Make a big batch and then freeze it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just shred it, you know, shred the yellow squash in the shredder and the food processor and make some bread and muffins and freeze them up.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You kind of have that going on in your house right now. Well, both of you. Ugh. Space is at a premium.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody wants to call and talk about it, that's good.
Okay.
But I'm not talking about
it. I'll give you a list.
All right.
Popcorn's on one part
Game
of the floor.
On. Yeah.
Cilantro, topper cilantro for seed is on the other part of the floor. Walnuts on a sheet in the bedroom. My table you can't sit at. flats of grapes drying and beans drying and nasturtium seeds. I got a great crop of nasturtium seeds, so those are all drying.
Wow.
And then you go in the bedroom, there's a card table that's full of those French prune plums.
Nice.
And then you go in the garden, and you go in the garden room, it's potatoes, onions, garlic, and
bountiful
yes,
harvest.
Yeah. Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Everything
nice.
Everywhere. I've got apples now. The apple trees are finally picked off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a chore. And I have Steve who's staying at my house with he's staying because he's doing a course with SEI. Uh-huh. I have him to thank for that. And it's just I got a bottle more wine. That's a big problem.
You got to have that wine.
Yeah,
for
I mean, I can't do anything else. You can come on over. How do you do anything else if your wine, if you don't have
it? It's ready. Right. It just needs to be bottled.
Yeah. It's all in the carboys. I just have to get it out of the carboys and into a bottle. So
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep. 527-486-8866 KVNF. Now, what went well in your garden this year? What do you have laying around and on your table? Give us a call and let us know. What mm-hmm. you're drying, what you're cooking, what you're preserving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did, I dare you. Like, did anybody not have a good garden? I mean.
So much of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some things that didn't do as well.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
But
there was no
was
crop
gone.
Failures.
And what about your quinoa? Because that was a new crop
that's,
for you.
That's
this year.
Been threshed and it needs to be done again.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't got a, you know, but I have 8 gallons of it.
Wow. So it did well.
Yeah.
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 And what about the sweet Georgia collards?
Oh,
Miss
Lulu. Oh. You wouldn't believe it. They are huge. I mean, they're mondo. So last night I was draining the cistern and I thought, well, I'll just get a few of these leaves that kind of broke off and all of this. So I brought them in and then I put them in my big bathtub inside and wash them off there because they're so huge. And we had a lot of mud in the water late in this year when the sprinklers were still on. So, and then I thought, oh, yeah, no biggie. And then I started working on them this morning. Oh, my God, there was so much. So I steamed, you know, I blanched them real quick and then froze them. And I got 4 bags of 4 cups in each bag. And anybody who grows collards knows that. You have to start with a lot to get that
whittle
much.
It down, right.
Yeah, to cook it down to that much.
Yeah.
Oh,
fabulous.
And the stems, I'm telling you, the Georgia sweet or sweet Georgia, whatever they're called, that's what you want if you're going to grow collards. And
for this area, that does really well.
It's just a miracle. And it's so sweet. It's just heavenly.
It's that time of year for that sweetness.
Yeah.
Do you still have kale growing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah.
It will stay there all winter long, and then I'll let it sprout again in the spring and just eat it some then and then pull it out.
Right. Talk about a magic plant there. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
That and the Sylvet arugula. The Sylvet arugula and the dandelions, I mean, for a spring salad, you can't beat it.
Right.
And they're that's, you know, in my garden, that's free. It just comes up.
Comes right back up for you. Yeah,
and the wild garlic, the walking garlic. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's everywhere. You know, it's
I like garlic greens in the springtime.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And
chop
they're there, all that
salad.
Sort of. I planted garlic years ago around all my fruit trees for bug control or just part of it. And so there's all this garlic there that I just eat as a green. Yeah.
Yep. I've got it everywhere too. And I just go out and dig up a shovel full and prep it up and it'll last me, you know, a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then go out and get another shovel full and. And then by that time, it's getting big, so I get excited and let it grow, you know.
Right. Then here we are talking about gardening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then here we are. And I've got this one beautiful, beautiful head that was growing. And I actually thought it was an elephant garlic all summer. But it must have been, you know, one of the little scapes that went just right. And then I probably thought it was salsify or I just knew it was garlic and let it go. And this year it produced a head, and I can't wait. I'm going to use that for seed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to seed that.
Nice.
I'm going to plant it any minute now. I'm looking. I just bought almost 100 pounds of garlic.
Oh, because it's
I'm not sorry. I'm sorry, $100 worth. I bought 10 pounds. Oh, God. Oh, no, please.
Well, you are got a little Italian in you.
but not 100 pounds. I bought 10 pounds of elephant garlic and
Oh, you're going to plant that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to get ready to get that going.
Mm-hmm. And it's time to plant, right?
It's time to
plant
garlic.
Yeah, it's definitely time.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. And I actually did it this, what is it? Wednesday, Thursday. I think I did it.
Last week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I got it in.
You're
and
all
got
done
it.
With that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, gosh, I'm just crossing things off my list.
There you go.
That's it. Just keep Xing them off.
Yeah. It's really easy to plant it in rows. Really, really easy. But I had one bed that's a triangle type bed, and I staggered that planting. So I did a row right down the middle, and I staggered all the garlic off of that from both sides.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and that was, I had to pay attention to it.
Right.
Yeah, you do. Oh, God.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know what makes a great grid? That 4-inch square cattle panel or whatever you want to call it, hog panel or whatever. 4 inches square, and you put your garlic in every other square. I'm going to sneeze. I don't know why. Maybe I won't because I talked about it. And it's great. It's great because you just take one of those panels and put it down, and that's going to be your garlic bed, right? And you can, every other one, then you can walk on it because you're not, buggering up the ground by getting it all hard from you walking on it. I love it.
That's a great trick.
Yeah, it's my new favorite thing.
Yeah, there's a technique, John Jevons and Biodynamic French Intensive, where they used grids.
Yeah.
And they made them grids specific for the type of plant you're planting. And you had each one and it's time to plant carrots. Those were every 2 inches. Those holes were every 2 inches, or the netting or whatever they had to use it. And, this is garlic, and you're doing it every 4 to 8 inches.
Yeah.
Kind of nice to have a tool like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it works so well. I mean, it's just great because, like I said, what I really like about it is you don't get lost, because you do a row, then you skip a row, and then you do a row. And you can just crawl around right on it because you're not on the dirt.
The dirt, right.
Yeah, that bed that I just planted that I staggered the planting, I actually put a piece of plywood out. So I went, because there was no way to reach into the middle.
Yeah.
So I actually had plywood, so I went to compact the soil.
Yeah, that's really important for all you people out there that are thinking about gardening. It's really, if you can not compact your soil, if you can, have stepping stones or, a plank that you walk on, and the soil stays so much livelier under there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. I mulch real thick and call that good enough too, but I'm cheating.
Yeah. I have some 4 beds that they're always beds, and people say, well, how much soil did it bring in? And I says, actually, every year or so, I take 2 wheelbarrows of soil out of these beds because they keep on rising. So, say, 10 or 12 years of no walking on these beds and putting compost in, and they're always 6 to 8 inches above the actual ground level.
Yeah, that's happening to me too. My fence around the gardens is there, and it's been there for a long time, and the soil is
it just builds up.
Right. Yeah. I like that. Healthy soil.
Mm-hmm.
527-486-8186 KVNF now. You can call and ask Lance Lulu a gardening question or share what's going on in your garden, and be sure to make a pledge to KVNF Community Radio. Show your support for this live local programming that we've got going here. We show up every Tuesday, except when they kick us out.
They kicked us out last week, right?
I know, but we still got lots to talk about.
Yeah.
And lots of great listeners. We've got this whole page of listeners that have called in over the past 4 months. We just thank them for sharing their stories and asking their questions, and from all over the area, from Ridgeway and Redvale. And I do want to say Duna from Norwood. Hi, Duna.
Well, no,
I think
I
said that right.
You did. And that's the thing that's so really cool is that our listening area is so vast, and there's we can interact with each other and figure out what you need to do in your particular area.
Yeah.
Because it is a really diverse. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have people down in Monticello, that's
a ways away.
That's a fur piece.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a fur piece. It's way down the road there, t'other side of everything. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's really fun. We love that. We love
super
it when
fun.
We get people calling.
We even had some calls from Denver.
We have had calls from Denver.
Yeah, and we had
Maryland
the email
in Denver.
And the, yeah, and we had the email from the
North Carolina. And yeah. Tennessee. And, you know, you can download the show on the KVNF website and make it a podcast.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Right?
We're hitting the big time.
I know. So don't be scared, you guys, out there. Somebody should call in and donate some money or pledge some money, because it's a really worthwhile thing to do. And it's really worthwhile. You guys, you got to, you know, gardening advice that you, I mean, you can go on the internet and hear stuff and you can read books and things, but we're the people that have really had our hands in the dirt and can,
right. In this area.
In this area. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Can, you know, there's things that you don't know. They're lurking out there.
Yeah.
So
call.
Pledge, or I'll send the boogeyman after you.
Call. Too bad you can't see my hands, but.
Well, we can give the hand report.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, not too shabby.
Not too bad today.
You know, last week you had pretty dirty hands.
Really?
You were shelling those walnuts.
Walnuts really stain your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, give me a break. I was doing elderberries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the kitchen floor was purple. It was bad. I had them under my knit. It was bad.
You do have a little purple lipstick on tonight.
Is it turning purple? Cool. Okay, whatever.
All right. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. And cleanup wise, what about mowing and composting? Where are you at with that?
Well, mowing is done.
Yay.
And the gas has run out of all my mowers.
Perfect.
Yeah. And some people have asked me, I says, I'm done. I'm not mowing any more lawns. And as far as compost, everything that comes out of the garden, including the mud on my shoes, goes in the compost pile. And I'm not making like my official ones that I turn. I'm making that really big one that's in the, was at 8 feet by 14, and it'll be about 5 feet tall. So I'm filling that up now.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't get over how my compost pile goes down I fill the bin to overflowing, and then if I have a lot of stemmy stuff in there, maybe I get in and jump around on it a little bit, which hardly counts because I don't weigh anything, but I kind of stump it down, and then it just keeps sinking, and then
cook it on down.
Yeah,
huh?
It's just amazing. I gave up on the idea of mowing my lawn. I just left it. Uh-huh. Maybe I'll do it one time after the leaves go on.
Yeah, mine's a little shaggy too, but
mine's dry. I didn't get it watered before the irrigation went off, so it's just going to have to manage. But you know what? That's something too. If you don't water your lawn and it's starting to look like it's dying, it's not.
It's just dormant.
And if you stay off it and you don't, you know, wear a path in it or anything, it'll bounce right back. It'll be fine.
Yeah. There you go. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And we're not watering anything now, are we?
I've finished my watering, and the only thing I'm going to be watering is when I plant some cover crop.
Okay.
Otherwise, I've noticed in the years past, if I try to keep on watering like the carrots that are still there, stuff like that, the ground stays moist and then they rot on the sides.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just going to let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got your last bed of carrots up.
Well, I'm working
down to the last bed of carrots.
I'm down to the last bed of carrots, and there's the fall bed of carrots and beets and radishes and stuff like that. The peas are still, snow peas are just going like mad.
Yeah,
that's good.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank a couple of our listeners who called in and made a pledge. Thank you so much. Katie in Paonia and Paul in Nuclea.
Yay. Thank you.
Ring that bell over there.
Yeah.
Lance.
It's dead.
They made a lot of money today, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So
thank you both so much for your pledge and for supporting As the Worm Turns.
But one thing, if you do have it water, and you can still water. You want your perennials to go in the winter moist.
Okay, that's good advice.
But if you don't have it, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm praying for rain.
Yeah, but if you have the chance to, like I'm watering out of a well, I can continue to water. Well, I could water year round if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Just drain the pipes every time I turn it off.
Right. So keep your perennials moist if you can into winter.
Going into winter. So
I drained off my cistern. That was good fun. And I watered all my little forest. My little forest took a hit. I don't know what's eating on it, but, well, actually I do. It's the pigeons.
Little forest. What are you talking about?
The maple tree forest?
Yeah, the maple tree forest.
The maple tree forest.
Yeah, it's not doing too well. But, you know, it's time to go. Anyway, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to leave them there, you know, and the strong will survive and the rest will.
That's right.
The rest of the dirt will go back in the compost pile.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't no biggie, you know, so.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Oh, I'm still weeding.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's a good point. We should talk about that, weeding.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
What are you weeding?
One of the flower beds, and I weeded all the dandelions and bindweed and that kind of stuff out of it. And I also, this summer, I pulled out the irises, and there's little baby irises coming out, so I weeded those out, and then I edged it, and then I'll put compost on the entire bed.
All right.
Yeah.
So keep that up as long as you can. Right?
Yeah. You know.
Let's get ahead of the game.
It's a really good idea. Or if you've got weeds and you know, just for instance. Oh, what did I do with those? I forget. Oh, no, I know where they are. I had motherwort, which isn't a weed, but it's kind of a pain. It really supersedes itself everywhere.
Yeah, it can
recede.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I cut the tops off, and I'm going to put those someplace else. I'm not going to disclose it at this moment. And it's a good time if you have stuff that's gone to seed and you don't want it to weed to spread. It's a good time to get that stuff up. Yeah, put it in a 5-gallon bucket and burn it, or do whatever. But Lance's compost pile gets hot and his go away. Sometimes I just let my chickens work it over.
Right.
But depends on what it is. But it's a good time to cool it down a little bit.
Hey, we have a couple more of our fabulous listeners. These people have listened and called in before. Pat in Monticello and Duna in Norwood. Thank you so much
for
your pledges and for listening and calling in and sharing your stories. And we have a caller on the line. All right.
Yippee.
Hi, caller.
Hi, guys.
Who's this?
It's Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. You're in Paonia. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, my God. We forgot to mention Anthony.
Yeah, because I don't actually have a question, but I pledged to you guys during the Thomas Jefferson Hour, and was speaking to, what's his name, John, the manager guy?
John Howard.
John Howard.
Yeah, John Howard. That's right, yeah. So anyway, you got your pledge back then. I just wanted
awesome.
To know that.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's
you know,
so cool.
Yeah, but do you know what he said to me?
What?
Because I was saying what a great show you are, and I tell people in England about you and over in the Front Range and stuff. he was saying, oh, well, do you think we should make it into a recording and redo it on, like, Saturday or something where you couldn't actually ask questions? It'd be, you know, your show from before. I was like, yeah, I'd do that. That'd be good.
Well, you know.
We're going to have to be more entertaining.
I've had comments of wanting to go to an hour, but I don't know.
Yeah, hour.
There are some days where we could just chat it up.
We could go till you guys were really bored. Really, really bored. All right, that's enough. Cut them off. Yeah.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony, and thanks for pledging.
Yeah,
awesome.
Supporting. It's been great talking to him this year. Mm-hmm. And he brought us those fabulous apples.
I know.
They didn't last very long.
No, they didn't. But check out this carrot.
What the heck? That is mutant carrot right there.
Yeah.
That came from Tara. Who's coming up next on One Woman's Perspective.
Tara just brought this in.
What do you think happened there? It's kind of got a sort of wrapped around sort of thing.
I think it blew up or something.
Yeah,
I personally think that it sort of dried out and then got too much water or fertilizer and had a growth spurt. Is what I think that happened.
Really?
Yeah. And it could be nematodes, the two together. But it split. It cracked on the side and it just grew out the side because it's the inside that's...
Right.
You got to look at it carefully.
It looks like a conch shell almost.
Yeah, it almost looks like a conch shell. Okay, so there's like, this is aliens. This is for sure. This is the answer right there.
You can't stump her.
This is a carrot mutilation. That's what this is, I'm telling you. I have never seen such a perfectly cut line. Oh, my God. We don't have the surgical tools to be able to do this. This here, this is alien carrot. You have to
alien
look at it.
Alien carrot.
Yeah.
Popped out of somewhere. Yep.
Hey, doesn't look like anything I've gotten this year.
Yeah. No, it's really special. It's cool.
Yeah, good going, Tara. That's a great little looking carrot.
Yeah, awesome. You know what? You can eat it just the same, though. You don't have to let it feel bad by not eating
it. No, you can still eat that.
Yeah, sure.
Just get out the bad spots. You'd never know.
No.
Yeah. You know, we've had some great guests in the past. Ron Godin from the CSU Extension Office, our soil scientist. And next week we're going to have Jerry Adams from DR Fish Fertilizers here.
Yeah.
So talking about soil health. So, and
soil health, the micronutrients, and how they all work together, and also the soil life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, soil life, and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dirt, it's soil.
Yeah.
It means it has life in it.
Yeah.
There's a really good book, old one, Secret Life of Soil.
That's a good book.
And The Secret Life of Plants.
Yeah, I have both of them.
Yeah, I do too, of course. And so... Of course, duh. But they're really, really, if you could still find those somewhere and just breeze through, that's good winter reading.
There
What's
you go.
What's the author? Peter Tompkins? Is that
Or was it two guys? How did that
one work? Secret of the Soil was two authors.
Two authors.
But Peter Tompkins was one of them.
Peter and...
Good reading.
Oh, my God. I can almost think of it, but no.
Maybe we could have a book report next week.
Yeah. We'll bring... let's do your winter reading list.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll do that next week. Hey, it is already time up, and we're going to be back next week at 6:30. And I want to thank again our listeners who donated tonight, Katie and Paul and Pat and Duna and Anthony. And thanks to everybody that's listened and called in over the months. And we really appreciate you supporting As the Worm Turns and your community radio, KVNF.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, thank you.
We love you guys.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. It's One Woman's Perspective coming up next. Thanks for listening to KVNF.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Pocket Mazda, which you can make go slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so, low, little low and low.